Well, hi Craig, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I'm curious, last season I feel like there was a ton of drama with the Taylor Chef Austin stuff. This season, I think you stopped drinking this year as much as you used to. You're sort of thriving in your pillow business. How did you feel coming into shooting season 10 of Southern Charm?
I'm excited, but I can't wait to see who's going to be first with like taking a chance in the evolution of TV, because I fortunately am not the same person that I was 12 years ago when I started. Some of our other cast members may be, but I go around and speak at home shows across the country and business schools and stuff, and I love sharing my story with people because so many people can relate. I had issues with Adderall, even though I was prescribed, and then drinking. And it wasn't until I started to work out and started to clear my head in the morning that my like entire life changed and I just got healthy. And it's been almost like 2 years now, and my like started to make more money. And once I could quantify it, I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer. And so going into filming, I was excited to share that with people. I'm a little bummed that my entire opening scene with Paige was not shown. It was shown as a flashback, which I hope isn't an indication that we're not going to see a lot of me and Paige, because what people don't realize is that in the spring we live in Charleston, in the summer we live in New York. And I think people would have been really excited to see that and me explain where I am in life, but I guess you have to trust the process. But I just hope that my new life fits the show, because I know that I personally know from my experience with fans that they would love to see everything that we're doing, even if it's not self, or not even if it's not getting drunk and doing things that aren't good for us anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure you hear this all the time. I'm obsessed with Paige. I love Paige. You must have women say that all the time. They're like, "You're great,
Yeah.
Craig, but Paige."
Yes, everyone does. But I love that. I love that everyone loves Paige. I think she's on her way to Canada or Chicago this morning for a Giggly Squad show.
Amazing. I know we do see in a preview sort of Austin and Shep saying, or Paige saying that they're like foaming at the mouth to say that all these changes that you made in your life, which obviously are positive, are because of her. Well, one, do you think that's the case? I know I talked to Austin and he said that what he didn't think that was super fair. But also, like, when you do get in a relationship, your friendships sort of do change. I'm just curious sort of what do you think about that whole thing?
Yeah, well, since we were long distance, it wasn't really the time like spent that was changing my friendship with them. It was that the parts of me that they liked, which was the guy that was really fun at the bar, I was saying goodbye to, and they're having a really hard time mourning their loss, like that loss of, I basically am giving up one thing for everything else. Unfortunately, that one thing is what they really enjoyed about me. And, I'm going to be honest about that, especially this entire season, because my mentors and like Damon John has told me, and everyone else, like, I think I've been way more lenient and forgiving of my friends than a lot of people who are moving into the next chapter of their lives would be. I have plenty of friends from college, like my groomsmen level friends, that it doesn't fit. Like, they're happy for me. They're actually encouraged that I drink like NA beers at the pool and stuff now. So I was very disappointed and taken back by Shep and Austin's reaction. I actually couldn't even believe that they were admitting it, because it comes out of like, insecurity. Like, it's the person that it just says more. Anyone in this universe that is talking bad about someone, it's a reflection of them, not the person they are. So, I wasn't holding up a mirror to them. They were. It's just easier for them to justify their behavior when I'm messing up too. And I was inspired to get better, and really Paige has a huge part of it, but Sierra did too. And just some conversations we had. And also, like, I'm 36 years old. I am not, it's not normal to live like you're in college anymore.
Yeah, totally. So much of this show, it is on Bravo, but it revolves a lot around this sort of friendship dynamic between you three guys. Obviously, that's had its ups and downs over the years. I'm curious, like, when you're not filming, is it different? Like, do you guys have these tough conversations, or do the cameras really bring out, okay, yeah, we gotta talk about this stuff?
I think the cameras are like a great therapist. The boys would like to sweep their problems under the rug as much as possible. I mean, that's how I've always, well, with friends, that's how I've been. Like, a lot of times it's easier if things aren't unforgivable to just move on. And I think there was a brilliant scene where Shep and Austin and I had gone skeet shooting before we went to his house to talk, and we had a great time. And it's actually how we discovered that Taylor blocked Shep, because he had been texting her for months, and he's like, "She's not texting me back." And I'm like, "One, Shep, that's weird. Two, does it say delivered under your text?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "She blocked you." Again, I don't control the editing room. That entire scene got cut, but what came from that is the boys being like, "Look, this friendship is worth saving. Like, why don't we do what's necessary and talk about stuff?" And that's why we went to Shep's cabin and really, like, fleshed out our stuff. That, I mean, that was a 5-hour conversation, and there was a lot of laughs when Shep told us about his ayahuasca trip. But there's only 42 minutes in an episode, I guess. But yeah, I think the cameras do. They force you to really reflect on yourself and what's happening. But no, I mean, yeah, we're always mediating for each other, because two of the friends are usually on the outs, and the one's usually in the middle.
Yeah. Well, it does seem like Shep at least made some strides, but I also know why you and Austin were a little apprehensive, because he's kind of said this before. Do you stand by the decision to kind of, put up those boundaries
I
and
think, I
yeah.
mean, I think the first episode was very unfair.
Oh.
To that, I was very taken back to how much they allowed him to, I think the difference in people is, like, some people try to convince everyone they're changing and doing okay. I think I was like that for a long time, and that's why I can see right through it. I put in the hard work. Like, I'm kind of blown away that this is about like his, yeah, our journeys are like I did a program and, like, turned my entire life around, and it took, like, giving up stuff and, like, not going to the bars and, like, sacrifice, and it works out. Convincing everyone around you that you want to do better is very different. So no, they also removed the part that, Shep tried to get me kicked out of BravoCon. And he was almost successful. I had to get my agent involved. He convinced a network exec that I was hammered drunk when I was actually sober, and he tried to get me sent home.
What?
So Shep's done a lot of, like, really horrible stuff when he's, like, that messed up, and I don't owe him anything. Like, I'm not going to associate myself with someone that's trying to actively tear me down and throw their life away at the moment. So I'm really happy for him that he wants to change. But yeah, I mean, I'm a grown adult living my own life. And I hope he earns that friendship back.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you and Chef good right now or not really?
We are, like, we're in a great spot, but that's because we've learned to love each other for who we are and accept each other for who we are. And I'm excited for him to continue to grow, but focusing on how you were treated after you messed up, just because we didn't coddle you and tell you everything was okay when, yeah, I'm sure that's what you wanted in that moment. One day he'll realize that that was us actually being good friends to him. Because any friend that enables your behavior that's unhealthy is not a good friend. And so, you know, now he's focused on the future instead of trying to convince everyone he wasn't that bad. And I think that's done wonders for us.
Okay. Well, I know we see like a preview of him with a girl that a lot of people are saying was a fan of the show. I mean, obviously you're with Paige, but when your friends are dating people, when you guys are on TV, like I have to imagine you're always like, does this person really like me, or are they just trying to get on camera? Was that certainly like a worry when you see these girls come around, Shep?
Yeah, I've never had I always kind of kept my date, well, I don't know, my dating history is all whacked up. Anyway, I like it's no more normal than anyone. But you know, that's why meeting Paige at work was so awesome. Like meeting her filming was really cool. I wasn't really around for a lot of that conversation. My connection with Shep is really through long distance. And so what's really neat about him starting to talk to Sienna is a lot of the things that you have to, a lot of the boxes that you have to check with long distance come up. And I think he can start to understand me and Paige a little bit more. And I'm able to give him some good advice about things that he's going through you know, with her. And it's funny because I think Austin's giving him the opposite advice, but it's good because, like, you know, that we get to follow that relationship for a while. And I think it's going to be a really great part of the show.
Yeah. I do want to ask about Paige because I feel like every interview is either people asking when you guys are getting engaged or there's rumors of you breaking up. Is it just, do you think people just like they can't sit still? They need something to happen. They want a big Bravo breakup again, or like what's going on? It's always one or the other, I feel like, with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, she has a good, she explains it well, where she's just like, I mean, I guess we get it. Like when we're watching shows, like you want to see, you know, you're watching for entertainment. And I think that's the catch 22 with us is that, yes, we met in TV, but we fell in love and we want it to work out in real life. And so we're trying to do things differently than everyone else, because the success rate's not that high for you know Bravo couples. And I mean, I get it. I know people are excited, but yeah, you're right. People just can't sit still with it. But you know, Paige is a really successful like individual in her own right, and I think she's really coming into her stride with so much to accomplish. And I think it's fun to just support each other for
Yeah.
now. So, you
I
know,
think
no one knows
she
what the
handles it
future
so
holds,
well.
but
Yeah.
yeah.
When you encounter like guys who watch the show, you know, whether it's with girlfriends or wives or not, what are those interactions usually like? Because I'm sure you always get approached by women who watch Bravo, but like when straight men come up to you, like do you guys are there fans? Like I'm curious what those interactions are like.
Yeah, and what's funny is Southern Charm was designed to bring men over to Bravo. And so now we do a lot with like the PGA and LIV because when we're at golf tournaments, I mean, it's nuts. It used
Really?
to be, oh yeah. The golf world seems to correlate very heavily with or overlap with our like Bravo world. And you know, it used to be more, hey, ma'am, like my wife made me watch your show. Like, I love it. But now it's just like a regular encounter where it's like, dude, you know, we love you guys or whatever. Like, a lot of people just want to have a beer with us or, you know, they're like, we got in trouble watching like without our wife or whatever. But now it's a lot more talked about. You know, I think Below Deck and Southern Charm do a good job of that. You know, some guys are like, oh, well, I like boats, or you know, they're like, oh, well, I like Charleston, or we'd like to see you guys golf on there. But it is really neat. And we're starting, you know, year over year, we just see those numbers increase.
For sure. I know we have to wrap up, but what's next for you? What's going on? How's the pillow business? So I imagine you're very busy, holiday season coming up.
Yeah, the pillow business is good. You know, we do Kroger's like houseware line now. There's store brand stuff. We're working with Belk for a line this spring, which is going to be really fun. Some clothes and everything. And we just have our big holiday sale going on Sewing Down South. So, trying to stay busy with my philanthropic side keeps me happy with working with Hope for the Warriors and stuff. And I'm constantly saying yes to stuff, and we're trying to keep up with it. So we'll see what's next with Sewing Down South, but excited to continue to grow and, like I said, share the journey with everyone. You start to realize that no one really knows, everyone's doing this for the first time. And we're just trying our best. And, I just worked with the Paralympics over in Paris, and like working with them and veterans, and then talking to people through like mental health and stuff back in the States. Like, everyone's trauma is different, but everyone's emotions are the same, and there's a lot more commonality, I think, out there. So it's fun to meet everyone.
Very cool. And Craig, do other reality stars ask you for like business advice now? Because obviously you're one of the more successful, I think, with creating a separate business outside the show.
Yeah, I think it's funny because maybe that's a personality trait. I don't know. I haven't been asked that, but no, like, not really. They'll ask me for advice on reality TV, and say, like, a lot of new people will be like, ask for advice there. But I haven't been asked for business advice from Bravo people. And the only one that has a front row seat to it is Austin, and he doesn't take any of our advice. So,
Sounds about right.
yeah. So, yeah, that's funny. I have not been asked by a Bravo celebrity
Wow.
about business, which is interesting.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Craig. Congrats on all the success, and I'm really excited to see the rest of the season.